Hello, Roy here. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to The Roy Green Show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
We'll start the program with the issue of the radical anti-Semitism that exists in this country, and it's very, very disturbing. Just want to let you know, in case you hadn't heard the story, that a Toronto man who was charged with first-degree murder for running over a Toronto police officer has today been found not guilty by the jury. Umar Zamir pleaded not guilty to first-degree murder in the death of Detective Constable Jeffrey Northrup, who died on the 2nd of July in 2021 after he was hit by a vehicle in an underground parking garage at Toronto City Hall. The facts that Mr. Zamir ran over Detective Constable Northrup and caused his death, they were not in dispute. The case centered on whether Mr. Zamir meant to hit the detective constable, or even knew that it had happened, and whether he knew that the detective constable, Northrup, and his partner, who were in plain clothes, were police officers. Prosecutors had alleged Mr. Zamir knew Northrup was an officer and drove directly at him, but the defense countered that Mr. Zamir thought he and his family were being attacked by robbers and tried to escape in the safest way possible. So it was the fourth day of deliberation, during which the jury had asked three questions. They have found Mr. Zamir not guilty. Let's talk about what's going on as far as the anti-Semitic realities in this country are concerned. And it's worldwide. As we've spoken about with Ambassador Moed and with the former Canadian ambassador to Israel, Vivian Berkovich, and others on this program. But it is becoming increasingly dangerous, increasingly deeply reflective of a problem in our society, a significant issue in our society. Columbia University, by the way, an Ivy League school, a rabbi there just today, has advised Jewish students to leave the university and not come back until the situation changes appreciably, because he expresses great concern for the safety of Jewish students. We spoke with Professor Eric Kam and one of his students from Toronto Metropolitan University 2 weeks ago about this very issue, and the Jewish student had deep concern about her safety until she had her first conversation with Dr. Kam. Op-ed in the Toronto Sun, anti-Israel protesters becoming more radical, openly embracing terror groups, and the op-ed is by Warren Kinsella. Warren was special assistant to Jean Chrétien, now president and CEO of the Daisy Group, crisis management and communications firm, at Warren Kinsella on Twitter/X. He joins us. Warren, this is just becoming worse and worse, more and more disturbing, more and more troublesome. And there was a report, I believe it was B'nai B'rith, that said, now we're at a stage where synagogues are vandalized and it doesn't even make the news.
Yeah. And then we have people in Ottawa marching in front of our seat of government, cheering the events of October 7th, cheering the barbarity that took place in Israel on that day. So, Roy, I've got today in Post Media papers, I was given a document that was authored by a group called Palestine Action, and they're mainly centered in Britain, but they're active elsewhere. They're kind of a network. And it reads like a terror manual. It reads it's a manual about how to commit violence and vandalism and break the law and get away with it, you know, all in the name of being against Israel. But of course, when you read it, when you see it, you realize it's not just against Israel, it's against democracy, it's against the West, and it's against, you know, everything that we hold dear.
Yeah, I was reading your piece on that, and they actually instruct their operatives or would-be operatives, their cells, on how to proceed and how to avoid police investigation or suspicion. It's a how-to manual.
It is. You know, they talk about planning action. Here's a quote. You know, smashing windows and exterior equipment is advised. Blocking companies' external pipes using concrete, as, by the way, some anti-Israel protesters did in Toronto on some railway tracks this week, is going to cause disruption. They talk about breaking in to buildings and damaging the contents which they say is a very effective tactic. And they talk about how to get away, how to make sure that you're disguised, that, you know, your face is covered. You know, even they give advice about what shoe to wear. They say, keep the police pay attention to the shoes. And then, you know, never leave anything behind, apart from paint and destruction, end quote. And because police may try to forensically analyze whatever's there. When you read this thing, it's like they're beyond where they were, Roy. They have fully embraced violence and criminality, and they're getting more and more bold and brazen.
Yeah. And let's keep in mind, and let's keep the focus as well on the fact, not just you and I, everybody, that when we're talking about Jewish Canadians, we're talking about exactly that, Jewish Canadians. We're talking about our fellow citizens. We're talking about multi-generational families that have contributed tremendously to the growth and success of this country and their kids. And now they live in fear. And it's intolerable. And what we've received, as far as the Prime Minister is concerned and this government is concerned, has been totally unsatisfactory, even to the point where the ambassador told us that things have changed between Israel and Canada. And an envoy from the Foreign Ministry of Israel told us last weekend that Mr. Trudeau had chosen the wrong path. So there's not real leadership on this issue coming from Ottawa.
No, there is not. And, you know, if you look at it, there's all kinds of metrics, ways you can measure it. And the Brits have a big problem. The French have a big problem. But the country that has one of the worst problems for anti-Semitism on the planet is Canada. And a big part of that, you know, our police and prosecutors haven't done a very effective job, but our politicians haven't either. And, it, you know, getting back to the point you made just a minute ago, like sometimes you have to give your head a shake. It's like we're talking about these mobs, these cabals attacking Jews, our fellow citizens, you know, our brothers and sisters in this country, attacking them because of the decisions that are made by a foreign government in Israel. It's just madness. Like, in what way are they to blame? In what way is it fair to attack a citizen of Canada for a decision that's made by the government of Israel? But, you know, sadly, we're just seeing it now in this country just about every single day. And as I say, they're getting more and more bold.
Yeah. And I've heard the argument made, Warren, but this is post October 7th of last year. It's more than that. This attitude, a vile antagonism toward Jewish Canadians has clearly existed and just under the radar for much longer than the last 7 months.
Yeah, well, you know, you've had me on over the years, and, you know, I've been writing about the far right and racist groups and the far left and anti-Semitism for more than 30 years. And it's always been there. You know, it's always, sadly, it never fully goes away. But I've never seen it as bad as it is now. You know, schools, like day schools for little kids, Jewish kids, being shot up not once but twice in Montreal. A Jewish delicatessen in Toronto being firebombed, people's homes, Jewish homes in Winnipeg being shot up, vandalism and threats. Like this week, I went out with my agent, my literary agent. We were celebrating. I've signed to do a book globally for Random House about what we're talking about. And the owner of the restaurant, I've been going to it for years. It's delicatessen. She said, I got to show you something. And Roy, on her door, she'd come in early to get, you know, ready for the day. And somebody had written the word Juden, which is German for Jew, on the door. It wasn't the worst part. The worst part was when she called, you know, the graffiti removal people to get it taken down, they said she'd have to wait a couple days.
If you want to hear more, subscribe to The Roy Green Show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you find your favorites. And if you like what you hear, leave us a review and tell a friend. I'm Roy Green.
Have a great weekend.